everyone. This is Deglina. Welcome to another episode of Icons Behind Brands, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have shaped the world of marketing. And today, we are delighted to introduce our guest, Ms. Anika Malik Wadera, a seasoned marketing professional with over 12 years of experience, currently serving as the head of marketing at Sirona Hygiene. Anika is celebrated for her remarkable contribution in digital strategy, brand management, team leadership, and so on. So join us as we delve into her fascinating journey of being a true marketing luminary. A warm welcome to you, Anika.
Thank you, Gabriela. Nice to meet you.
Same here. I'm glad that you're here. And, before we get into it, let's build the context with your quick journey and background so far. And then we will delve deep into your marketing journey.
All right. So, I've been into the field of marketing for over 17, 18 years, actually. I started working in a digital marketing firm, and I spent most of my career there at Digitas, which is a famous digital marketing agency that creates digital strategy campaigns for brands. I worked there for almost more than 10 years, and then moved on to another startup. And then I moved on, came to Sirona.
So it's a very unconventional space, personal hygiene, in which Sirona Hygiene is there. So I would like to know about the different way how you approach the marketing, if you help me understand this. See, hygiene and feminine product often involve very sensitive and personal topic. It's a personal topic for people. So how do you approach marketing and advertising while maintaining the sensitivity and inclusivity on it?
Yeah, so, Sirona is into the category of feminine hygiene, right? We are talking about products, we're talking about needs, we're talking about problems that are just not spoken about, let alone women discussing between themselves that, they're not even... they don't even acknowledge that it's a problem. Most of these problems, whether they're related to periods or intimate care or feminine hygiene, women just somehow over the years have learned to live with them. Like, they know this is a part of life. Period pain is going to happen for 2-3 days. Hmm. And because this category is very taboo, people don't even are not ready to talk about it.
Right.
But yes, if you're a brand, if you're making products and our objective is to solve these unaddressed problems of women, we have to talk about it. If we don't talk about it, we cannot sell our products. We cannot get women to talk about it. We cannot understand. We need to tell them that there are solutions available and you don't need to live with those problems.
Right.
So yes, it's a fine line at times, because you are treading into territory, because you don't know how the customer may perceive a certain communication. But yes, because we know we are in this category, and one of our big strong pillars of communication and content marketing is education and knowledge building, we do pick that up across channels. So whether it's social media, whether it's, content created for, any marketing platform, education is a part of it.
Right.
And because the content we share is factual, it's more scientific, or it's related to the human body. Actual problems that women face, we try to say it as simply as possible, or as directly as possible, and as correctly as possible. We're not alienating any community, because when it comes to menstruation, it is not just women who bleed, right? So you need to talk to everyone. You need to ensure that it does not hurt anyone. Right, because every woman is different, her needs are different, her body is different.
Right.
What works for one may not work for the other. So as a brand, we ensure that we're educating them, giving them the options, whatever best works for them, they are free to choose.
Right. And moreover, there is a story in everybody's mind. Okay. So addressing that story, making sure that, it should not be offensive, or, how it is being perceived, because this is the topic not much, you know, talked about. And understanding that need is, I think, pretty much challenge.
So at Serona, we're a very passionate bunch of people. We believe that we're here for solving problems of women when it comes to their feminine hygiene. And we've taken upon ourselves to bring the right content and the right products to solve these problems. Right. So when we're making content or we're making our marketing strategy, we ensure that we are taking care of the different sensibilities of people. Right. So if we genuinely believe that women should switch to menstrual cup because it's good for the environment and it's good for them also. But we also understand that some women are happy with using sanitary pads, right? Because they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So for Serona, we make pads as well. We make cups as well. But we suggest that you should try the menstrual cup because it's good for you. It solves the problems related to rashes, leakage, and all of that. But in case you're fine, we'll create content to educate you. We'll help you switch to it. But in case you still do not want to do it, there are other options available. You know, we have 100% rash-free pads. So I think this is how we approach it. This is how we make it inclusive. This is how we say that if this is the problem you're facing, these are the possible solutions. But yes, it's up to you to decide what works for you.
That's right. And, domain like this, it can only go a long way when the team is passionately driven. I mean, it has to be a passion-driven thing. Then only you can go a long way and you can find out every way possible to reach to people, because it's not the way which is defined. You have to navigate your path to reach to your customer in a very right way, with a very right channel. So this hygiene and feminine product industry often faces challenges like, you know, taboo, or I mean, it is related to stigma or education. So how do you approach marketing strategies to address these challenges and promote the conversations, open conversations?
Yeah, so in terms of, you know, we've laid down our marketing objectives, right? So these are, you know, X things that we need to achieve. Of course, we need to achieve sales and business growth while we're doing that.
True.
We also need to keep in mind that we are in a category that requires education, right? It's not unlike fashion, beauty, or, you know, makeup. You know, those products don't require education. They require differentiation, right? But in our case, we need to educate, we need to empower, and we need to sell. So it becomes, the task is quite uphill. So that is why, you know, we clearly put down our marketing objectives, right? You know, we need to educate also, we need to engage also, we need to give product education also, we need to explain how the product is used as well, and need to convert the consumer as well. So if these are the different objectives and goals for as a team, what are the channels that can help us achieve these goals? We define the channels, right? So social media is a strong channel for education. Within social media also, Instagram is used for education and engagement. YouTube is more for long-form content and education. Not only social media, even connecting with our potential customers offline. So whether, we're doing college ambassador programs, or we're doing, you know, tie-ups and collaboration with other brands. Our TG is everyone who, from every woman or every menstruator, from puberty to menopause, right?
Yeah.
It's a mass.
Huge.
So we also limit it
range
at times for the purpose of communication, right? You know, we define our communication TG. And then whatever mediums, wherever we can reach out to them, and defining based on what is our objective and what is the goal that the channel can help us achieve, we work on that strategy and then measure the results.
Right. So as a marketer, how do you ensure that the, you know, marketing strategies are aligned with the overall business goals as well? An object.
Yeah, it's quite tricky. Like I explained, education is a big part of our sales strategy, if I may put that way. But yes, we have our growth plans aligned, the channels that we want to achieve growth. And along with that, we brand awareness and category awareness is something that goes along while we are pushing sales as well. So it's not and consumer is very intelligent, right? They
right.
know that if they need to understand what Serona is about, they need to understand what is the what are the products that we offer, and then the consumer may choose to buy on any platform, right? She
right.
may buy on the website, or she may buy it from marketplaces, right?
Now the options are huge for them.
Options are huge, and the conversion may not be instant.
Yeah,
you know, for a product like menstrual cup, it takes months for someone to actually decide and think
yeah.
that yes,
because
that's
total mindset change, and it's about their health.
Once he got into this category, he realized that there are other problems that are not addressed for women in this category.
Right,
and because he has so many other problems, and you know, Peabody became more of the toilet hygiene brand, and Serona over a period of time has become the mother brand, which solves all feminine hygiene problems.
Okay.
And Peabody is the toilet hygiene range. We have also recently acquired Blue, which is a sexual wellness brand. And how it is different from other brands in the market is that it's the first brand in India which has 100% natural latex.
Okay.
So a lot of women don't even realize that after using condoms, they feel discomfort or itching or uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, but you never realize that it could be due to the condom that is being used, because those condoms
okay.
have got them that the partner is using, because those have got chemicals and you know other elements that might be causing the irritation. So Blue condoms are 100% natural latex. They are certified vegan,
okay.
and they have chemicals like benzocaine and nitrosamines and glycerine, which again all of these things can cause discomfort and irritation. So they're free of any harsh chemicals,
mm-hmm.
and a very low protein content, making them much, you know, safer and cleaner product when it comes to contraception. Brand that we have is Empower. Empower about women's safety. So we all go out of the house at night. Even during day, you take cabs, you're taking public transport, you're working late at home, or you're going out for a party. But at the back of your mind, safety is always a concern.
Yes.
Right? Can't change the society. You can't change people in the society.
Right.
But what you need, take care of your safety.
Right.
So Empower offers a pepper spray, basically. It's,
okay.
It's a pocket spray, pepper spray. And if in case you're in trouble and you need to run away from a situation, all you need to do is just spray it onto the face of someone, and it causes burning sensation in the eyes and nose for about 45 minutes,
okay.
giving you time to run to safety, right? It's for your protection just in case the need arises.
Okay.
So yeah, this is what Serona is
oh.
all about, just solving problems for women, whether it comes to their period care, toilet hygiene, intimate hygiene, sexual wellness, and even personal safety.
Wow. So these are the products, you know, which spoke about the real problems with the, you know, real solutions and which exist. I'm glad that, you know, you spoke about them. And, you know, through this platform, we will be able to educate some more people, you know, and that's the journey here.
I don't know if I've answered the question or not, because in the process of explaining about Serona.
So yes, we spoke about how do you ensure that the marketing strategies are aligning with the overall business goals and objectives. So yes, so if you just add a few lines into that.
Yeah, so you know, cause your business goals have to be very clear. Sales conversion is the ultimate goal. And in terms of marketing, we should clearly define the channels that we're working on, what are the goals that those channels will help you achieve. And of course, some of those channels and the communication that is going on the channel should lead to the to translate into conversion.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing that we should also keep in mind is that now the world of internet is very dynamic.
Yeah.
The customer journey is not linear anymore. It is not that the customer is looking at one piece of communication and instantly buying it. Chances are that, and it happens most of the time, that you know, the customer seeing some communication somewhere, buying from somewhere at some other point of time. right? You might be looking at a banner ad, performance ad for your website, but ultimately buying from, say, Amazon. So these, it is very difficult to attribute the sale to the start of the communication always. You can do it for performance marketing, but there is, in terms of brand building and awareness, you should constantly keep at it and you will see the impact on your sales. Some platforms do give data and help you make that connection and analyze that. But, you know, you should run your own campaigns where you can measure that a brand top funnel campaign helped you increase sales, say, in a certain period of time when there was no other activity going on. But yes, measuring, having your objectives fixed, your KPIs fixed, your, defining the metrics or measurements and that align with your business goal. If you have those metrics fixed and you measure them, yes, that's the way to ensure that your marketing objectives and your business objectives are being met.
Right. So a very clear understanding about your customer and how you're reaching and your objectives has to be clear, crystal clear. And that's when, you know, you reach out to a certain level where your strategies are also clear to reach them. So leadership, you know, I think I really I'm so interested about talking about this term leadership and life. Because leadership, it sounds nice when we talk about it. It's a very fancy, name. But it has its own pros and cons. It is like, it's not easy. So it leads to, you know, greater exposure towards, you know, praise and also criticism. So how have you developed resilience and emotional intelligence to handle both the positive and the negative side of it, and as a leader, so how do you take it?
I think the first and the most important point is that you should tell yourself that it's not personal. If anyone is giving you feedback, negative feedback, obviously positive feedback everyone is happy about. And if somebody is telling you opportunities of growth, or if somebody is giving you a feedback where you can improve yourself, you should not take it personal, and you should take it literally that, pause, think what the person said, why they said it. And if there are changes that you can make, you should do them. Especially, when you work in smaller organizations, in startups, there are a lot of people who are younger than you. The younger generation now, they're much more vocal about feelings. I've seen they're more open to sharing, right? In a bigger setup or MNC setup, people tend to retain, things that they might want to share. Because the culture, especially in Sirona, it's quite open. Even a founder has an open door policy, right? Anyone can go up to him and talk to him. So yes, there you learn from situations. A couple of times, my team members have said, told me something about it. So I could either learn from it, or I could just say that, brush it off, that, you know, right, you guys are juniors, I don't need to listen. But yes, I listened to them. I went back home. I introspected, thought with a cool mind, and I should do something about it. And yes, I try and incorporate it in the way I manage the team.
I think you addressed it rightly, Anika, by the first line itself, that don't take it personally. Leadership is all about how you work, how you operate things. And if there is a feedback coming into you, just, observe it as a witness for the work, because the feedback is not for you. It is for the work which you are doing and you are associated with. So you addressed it rightly. And I think that's the mantra. Don't take it personally. So in your journey of becoming a leader, what were some key moments or experiences that you believe have had a significant impact on your personal growth and your leadership style?
I think that there are multitudes of things that have happened at Sirona or in the last 3 years, because of working environment, the goals that we're trying to achieve, the category that we're trying to break and change for women. A lot of things happen, you know, every day, and I think all of them have somehow contributed to making me a better manager, a better leader, and a couple of things that I think that have, you know, impacted. Analyze the situation, learn from it, and move to the next thing so that you don't make that mistake again.
And I think you cannot afford to be stuck in one place, because your position demands you to move on. You cannot afford.
You can't. You know, a lot of times people also get stuck, or, you know, why did this happen, or why is that person doing this? Just forget it. This is a situation. This is a problem. This is a solution. Let's do it.
Yeah,
and let's
run with to, you know, get stuck somewhere. Yeah. Because a lot of things are waiting for you.
Of course, and there's some days that are just completely maniac. And because of that, I think stress management becomes
crucial.
It becomes much easier over a period of time, because things that might stress you out, small things that might stress you out earlier, don't stress me out anymore, because I know it's fine. This happens. It's okay. Give it some time and it'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's problem solving and managing stress, or stress of the team as well, because, you know, it's not just one person under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the entire, you know, at times this team is also under stress.
Yeah, so it's a process of evolution. So you as a leader, we as a leader also, we evolved with time, and that's how the leadership gets fine-tuned over the period of time. Before we wind up this conversation, you know, I want you to talk for our viewers. A lot of viewers are from the B schools. They are aspiring marketing professionals. So what is your message for any aspiring marketing professional?
I think the most important thing is hard work. There is no substitute for hard work, especially when you're young. Just work hard. There are no shortcuts to success. I say this especially because now that I work with a lot of young professionals, you know, getting quick results is something that everybody wants. So that I don't think you should. Your younger age is all about learning and growth. You should just try and get as much as learning, as much as experience that you can. Just focus on just growth, learn, and then the results will follow. But yeah, that is when you're young. Just focus on hard work, on dedication, and on learning.
Yeah, and this is something which I believe there is a shortcut for success. You know, when you are persistent, when you know you have to put your hard work, the result is a byproduct. It is going to fall in place for sure. But when we keep looking for the shortcuts and, you know, the early results, that's when we are more feverish about the result. And when we miss out the present moment, we miss out the inputs, actions. And that, again, impacts the result which you are aspiring. So I feel that's a, you know, golden piece of advice for any working professional, especially aspiring marketing professional, because that is a long way to go. The journey is going to be long and lot to learn.
That is true. The journey is more important than the destination.
True. So with this now, again, we are ending another thought-provoking episode. Amazing conversation, Anika, and a lot of things, you know, I mean, when I say thought-provoking, it is actually thought-provoking. A lot of things, even it has opened up within me. There are conversations which I have probably never had, and I have never thought of, you know, about those the problems and solutions. So thank you for being here and bringing those important topics here and adding value to Icons Behind Brands.